Okay, oh, I don't know why I recorded this. We're going to end this. We're going to stop. The muster should be recorded now. Okay, we are in Bezim and Bezim, Sechtes Nazir. And we are up to the Dilma Lepaitra Mikarben Isav. I don't know if we finished that. Did we finish the two dots? What? Where did I get?
That's good, right there.
Okay. Correct the Gemara. We're talking about the Nazir is passing in front of the guy, and he says, I hate. So we're saying the fact that the Nazir is passing in front of him removes Tainus as an equal option. Still not Muchach, according to the way the Gemara answered, but it's close enough, it's a Yad, and it works. Correct the Gemara.
Not 60-40 already? It's Adrian, not
60-40? No, it's 60-40, according to Shmuel. Again. If you hold your Dai Shei Mechichas is not good enough, you'll learn that this is 80-20. And if you learn your Dai Shei Mechichas is good enough, you'll say it might only be 60-40 and that's good enough also. But without the Nazir passing in front of him, it's a 50-50, which is meaningless. Maybe the guy didn't mean to become a Nazir. A hey means I will be responsible to take care of his Naziris. Now, the fact that the guy is walking in front of him means this is Naziris-oriented. But there are two parts to Naziris. There's to become a Nazir, and there's to take care of the Nazir that's walking in front of him. He'll sponsor his Korbanos. Zakta Gemara, the Kamar Balibai, he tells us that he meant to become a Nazir. Now, let's remember, thinking means nothing. You need expression. The Chiddush of this Gemara is, as the Gemara will speak out, is that as long as we're talking Naziris, and you said a word, even if the word can be interpreted as another aspect of Naziris, within the family of Naziris, your thought can be accepted as part of your speech. Meaning, to say I meant Nazir instead of Tainus, is that we didn't hear that. We didn't hear anything about Nazir. We heard Ahay, which without a Nazir in front of him, is 50-50. But here, everybody agrees he means something with Naziris. His words told us, I'm involved in Naziris, either as a Nazir himself, or as a bringing Kabbalahs for another Nazir. Once we know from his words that he's involved in Naziris himself, his interpretation can be accepted as the meaning of the word, because the word told us Naziris. It left wiggle room, which aspect of Naziris? But that's enough. There we can accept what he tells us he meant. Because we heard Naziris. We didn't know clearly which aspect of Naziris. That we accept an interpretation. It's a Chiddush of the Gemara. Let's read it inside. So the Gemara,
I mean,
the
at its root,
he's saying that he meant that. Frak the Gemara, Yachi Mai Lomembra. Frak the Gemara, if that's the case, so, if you're telling me it's hard what he interprets means, so what's the Chiddush? Dr. Gemara, Mal Detayma Bina Pivoli Bashavim. I need an expression of a mouth that tells us what he means. That the expression has to be 100% clear and no room for interpretation. Kumash Malon, that this is called Pivoli Bashavim. That since there was an expression of Naziris, this is enough of an expression that we allow interpretation. And let's read the Rush, who does a much better job of explaining than I do. Zakta Rush. V'doma l'paitre mikabinaisev kamar. V'hachi kamar. Aham b'chiyuv v'shozeh. I should be responsible to take care of his obligation. Ahay, I'm sorry. Mal detayma b'ina pivoli b'shoven. Kamash malon, no questions, so I finish. Now there's a hagah here. I don't know if everybody has it. But I have it. Ain hapirish the kamash malon deloy beinon. Don't think that the Gemara is telling me you don't need an expression. Of course you need an expression. The vade beinon. Of course there has to be an expression of Naziris. It's not that the Gemara is telling me kamash malon that you don't need pivoli b'shavim. It's not true. The aid, back to the Rush. The aid, and furthermore, somebody is pressing buttons. Did somebody stop pressing buttons? V'yayid, And furthermore, I'm going to the Rush, even by by Pivoli Bashavan, Lamini is not the rival of Hanav. If you tell me now that I don't need expression, if you tell me that the Chiddush of the Gemara is no expression is necessary, so forget about Nazir. The guy can explain that I mean Naziris or Tainus. Why do I need Nazir Eivu Levanov? Obviously, we need a hair Naziris. Believe it, Luchude Sagi. Elohachi Perushai. Mal the time of being on Shifaris Bepiv the Hedja. He has to say it so clearly that there's no room for any wiggle. Kamash Malan, even the Nazir Eivu Levanov. Karibe Pivoli Bashavan. The Nazir's in front of him. That indicates that whatever he's saying has to do with Nazirus. So within the parsh of Nazirus, we accept the interpretation as an expression to interpret the expression. But we heard an expression of Nazirus. Avat a Nazir Lai Belovanov, Afil Amar Believe Ayakach, Kivan Dwai Mukhamosa, we didn't hear Nazirus. We heard nothing about Nazirus because it's 50% Tainus. So this is a chiddush of the Gemara, that if once you're in the family of the Nazirus, and the question is where to direct it, your ability to interpret your words, because we heard words of the Nazirus, that's enough. But if there's no Nazir walking in front of him, we didn't hear words of the Nazirus. That we don't allow for interpretation, because as to quote Rabbi Cohn, it's Eskiyafli, we have to have an expression. That's what you told us yesterday and the day before. Yes, Dr. Schwab, what is your question?
Well, it's a statement. I mean, this is not really that much of an innovation in that Tourette's syndrome has never made anyone into a Nazir. There has to be a pre-existing semantic content to any speech for it to have any effect at all.
Simply
blowing
the
air over vibrating vocal cords.
Dr. Schwab, the Chiddush in the Gemara is the exact opposite of what you're saying.
Okay.
Nazir needs expression. Liba is not the problem. Nazir needs words, not
Absolutely.
Meaning. So the chiddush here is that even though the words aren't as clear as we thought they had to be, because we don't hear that he's a Nazir, it might be that he's just doing karbanas. All we hear is that he has something to do with Naziris, but there's lack of clarity of expression. We allow an interpretation to create a clear expression, to make it as if
that's
he expressed himself clearly. It's not that we need his meaning. We have his meaning. But we're willing to accept Levi to interpret Piv, which is a Chiddush, because Nazir needs Piv. Levi is not enough. And the Chiddush is that there's enough Piv here to use Levi.
Why do you need...
No, absolutely. Avram, please wait for a second. That's the opposite of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that simply making a sound like a hey would be a standard Tourette's type of eruption. Making a sound without any intent whatsoever, simply a reflexive action, is not going
that's
to affirm any
it's
anyone.
True, but it has nothing to do with this Gemara.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but the branch out of that is exactly this. There has to be,
again,
and this can be affirmed
is,
on question.
You're saying it's true, but nothing to do with this Gemara. That's all.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Without the Nazir Lefanov, is it going to mean Korbanosa?
No! Without a Nazir Lefanov, it means Tainus or Nazir.
No, I mean, it can't mean...
No. We can mean Nazir, and within Nazir can mean two things, but we don't hear Nazir.
Is that more...
No, it's 50-50. Without Nazir, I believe it's 50-50.
I understand that, but I'm saying, but it can also mean Korbanosa.
It can mean 25 different things.
I didn't say that.
Again, you're not listening to what I'm telling you. You don't use interpretation when you don't hear clear Naziris. And since there's a 50% option of Tainus, therefore we did not hear Naziris. So we hear Naziris, either carbon Naziris or Naziris, but we're in Naziris territory. We've entered Naziris territory.
Let's understand something. There's this person trying to get the mitzvah of korbanos of shelzeh. That's allowed?
Obviously, yes. You can pay for somebody's korbanos. Why not? Some people pay people's airline tickets, right? So you can pay people's korbanos.
Does it have to accept it?
No. No. But then you have a shayla. You said you're going to cover his korbanos. You made a netter. And if he doesn't want to accept it, do we say, Areni kills kabalti? See, Nidorim chav gimul amar alef. So now we get involved in the shayla in Hilchas Nidorim. No, I can't force somebody to accept my donation. But a guy promises he'll donate money to tzedakah to a certain money. And he goes to the audience and gives him the money, the guy refuses it. So now it's a shayla, is it a net or toss? Does he have to be matirit? Should he be matirit? Can he give it to a different ani? Fine, go ask Rabbi Hirschfeld or any other rav you want to ask and find out the halacha. But that's a hilchos net or shayla. But if the guy accepts it, you're mechuyev to give it to him. You made a netter. The Reuven made a netter to cover Shimon's naziris, kabanis. It's a netter. He promised kabanis. Now, Shimon accepts it. He must be happy, Shimon. He just saved himself a huge expense. Three animals. It costs money. Some people would like to pay for it themselves, 100%. So he goes to Shimon and says, I accept it to pay your kabanis. Shimon can say, thanks, but no thanks. Or he can say, thank you very much, I appreciate it. It's his own, that's arbitrary.
The service has to be done orally. Is that what you said?
It has to be expressed, correct.
And does anybody have to hear it?
No, we went through this yesterday. Okay. I think you asked me this yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't really know where we...
You asked me the same thing yesterday. I said, you don't have to have Adam, no. Oh, you weren't the one that asked me, Harvey asked me. Whether you have to have people there. I think you were, hey, Harvey's the one that is. Zaktigmai Vaita Handa Nazir. Okay? Now everybody should buckle their seatbelts, please, and let me explain this Gemara because people are going to jump all over me. So therefore, let me explain. Frank the Gemara Vidilma Noah Lufana B'mitzvahs. Maybe Noah means I will beautify mitzvahs. Because beautifying mitzvahs is a very big part of Judaism. Kizitanya. This is my God, the Anveyu. There are multiple translations for Anveyu. One of them is, I will beautify him. Now, how does one beautify the Rebbeinu Shleilim? Anor Esno Lufanov, I think they changed it to Esno. Esno Lufanov, the mitzvah. I will beautify myself in front of Hashem by making nicer mitzvahs. Esno Lufanov Sukkah. I'll have a nice sukkah. Meaning, you can sit in a sukkah that's made out of Lego blocks. I once saw that. The guy built a sukkah out of Lego. It's a wonderful sukkah. Shaila, it's Kabbalah, Mekabal Tumah, he has to have Maimed, not Maimed. That's different Shaila, but I learned the sukkah now. Or you can make a nice, beautiful sukkah that people walk in and say, what a sukkah. Lulavna, a nice lulav. But notice I didn't say estrig, no, because everybody always shows up their estrig. Lulavna, a nice lulav. Tzitzis na, a nice tzitzis. Echta levana sefer Torah na. I'll write a beautiful sefer Torah. There are different stages of sefer Torah. People sponsor sefer Torah to cost a ton of money. But there's nicer ones and there's less nice ones. Tzachachenu b'shiroim noem, and this is the new Kiddush. The mental I put on top of it should be beautiful. Not only should the sefer Torah be beautiful, which is the mitzvah of tzivah sefer Torah, but I will make the sefer Torah look beautiful on the outside. Which, by the way, is an inyan why you should have a nice estrig box. It's a snor lufanav b'mitzvahs. Having a nice estrig box means a machshav the estrig. Now, it depends why you do it. If your intention is so people should go, then it's not a snor lufanav b'mitzvahs. Then you're trying to make yourself nice, not the mitzvah nice. But if your intention is to make the mitzvah a nice mitzvah, then it's a beautiful thing, right? In every mitzvah, this is this way. And it's a site in Judaism. We want to show Hashem that we love his mitzvahs. We spend money on his mitzvahs. It means to us. So maybe that's what the guy meant when he said, Ahana. And for the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, Shetav, can we see the Rosh will address this issue? I didn't address this issue with Davka. I think the Rush does such a better job than me, so I like to see him. Amar Shmuel Shatafas Misarai. The guy is holding his hair, and he says, "Hey, Noah." So obviously it's hair-oriented. So he means he wants to become a Nazir, where a Nazir works with his hair. Zuck the Rush. The Rush is bothered with Rabbi Cohn's question. What if Nazir is Ivel Lefanov? And he says, "Hey, Noah." Is that good enough? Then why didn't the Gemara answer this? Why did the Gemara have to give a new answer that he's holding his hair? We just answered the case of Ahay is the Nazir walking in front of him. So why couldn't the Gemara answer Ahay Noah that the Nazir is walking in front of him? That's the Rush's question. Zok the Rush. The Duma Esnor Lefana B'mitzvah Skomer. The Nazir Vade Lehavi, it doesn't mean definitely Nazir, it's 50-50. But philosophically, the Brash Dilel, the Rush has been saying all along that we have to have clear expressions. Possible expressions aren't enough. Amr Shmuel Shatavas Besarai. Av Nazir Ivan Lefanov Leimahani. Look, the Rush, and Nazir, this is what I meant, please let the Rush talk because everybody's going to jump on me. And Nazir going in front of him is not enough. Eladavkik Shaimahe. Because the Iculus Wuke, Ivan Nazir, Ivan Tainus. A hey leaves us with two possibilities, Nazir or Tainus. The Mashma, Yehi Gufai Misana, or Nazir, that it affects his body. Either he will be fasting, or he will become a Nazir. The Kibun the Nazir I will have fun of. And since the Nazir is going in front of him, Muchach, who writes a Shia Gufa Kamayu. That means it shows that he wants his body to be like the Nazir. It shows us which of the two he wants his body to become, a faster or a Nazir. The word we're concentrating is not on a hay. It's the word noya. Does it mean to have nice hair, to grow it for 30 days and make it look nice, like a nazir? Or does it mean to beautify mitzvahs? The fact that a nazir is walking in front of him is not enough to show us what he meant. Because we're not interested in the hay. Noah messed up the hay. He didn't say hay. If he said hay, that means I want to be like this guy. But if he says Noah, he's obviously taking it away from a hay, and he's concentrating on the word Noah. And therefore, the Nazir walking in front of him is not enough of an indication. We don't even have to translate it. This is very clear. Even if he interprets himself, we didn't hear an expression. Now, honestly, I have trouble with this, Rush. I have trouble understanding it. That's why I left it to the Rush. The Rush is saying, and this is my problem, I'll admit that I have trouble understanding it, and the problem with things is if you don't understand it clearly, you can't pass it on clearly. That Ahei Noah, the word Noah says, we're concentrating on that word, and therefore the fact that a Nazir is walking in front of him is not an indication that he meant to be like that guy. Because he said the word Noah, and Noah can be interpreted that it means I want to interpret beautify mitzvahs. The only thing I can think of to answer safe shot in this Rush, and I don't know if I'm right or not, is that he might be using the guy in front of him as an impetus to be better at mitzvahs. This guy is better at mitzvah A, and I'll make myself nicer at mitzvah B and C.
Why is everybody struggling?
Okay, I don't struggle. I just said, and therefore it doesn't indicate that he wants nazirus. It indicates that he wants to do something nicer. It might be nicer hair, like this guy has, or it might be nicer mitzvahs, like this guy just did by becoming an usher. So therefore, we have a question, what is he trying to accept over here? Beautify himself, this guy walked in front of me, because the rest doesn't say that, that's why I have trouble with it, but I'll accept it. This guy's walking in front of me, and he made himself accept a mitzvah, a chash of a person. I'd like also to be a chash of a person to do mitzvahs nicely. But maybe I'm thinking about Lulav and Sukkah, not about Nazir. But by holding here, even when a Nazir is not there, by holding here, that shows I'm obviously dealing with my hair, and that's Nazir. And that's why the Rush told us in the Mishnah that it's two different cases. Why did the Mishnah split up a hay and a hay Nazir? Said a hay Hari, a Nazir, a hay Nazir. If it's the same reason, why don't we put them together? The answer is there are two different reasons. One is because Nazir I will fun of, and one is because he's holding his hair. Dr. Gemar Vaita.
Hair can't be mitzvah.
V'amar.
Hair can't be mitzvah.
What?
Hair can't be mitzvah.
No, hair doesn't mean mitzvah. Hair means hair.
Hair is beautifying.
I have no idea what
hair you're is beautifying. Long hair is handsome.
Is that a mitzvah?
No, but it shows. I
have no idea what you want to
do. Maybe it means beautifying mitzvahs. Why can't hair be beautified? It's hair. His long hair in the olden days was groovy. I mean, was nice, right?
He's from the '80s. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, hair is a nice thing then.
So therefore, what? But why is he holding his hair? Why can't he just say, "I want to beautify"? He's obviously saying, "I want to beautify in the area of hair."
What are you saying?
He wants
to point out that he has long hair.
No, that means he wants to be a Nazir, exactly. Nobody accepts himself to make a nice haircut now. Why is he making a netter? He's making a netter because he wants to have beautiful hair, which means Naziris.
And it can't mean mitzvahs.
No, why is he holding his hair? Just say, I ain't Noah. Zachting my right term. Shetapas Besara.
If he wasn't holding his hair, then he would mean mitzvah?
Maybe, maybe not. Suffolk.
Okay.
Suffolk. V'yomer Shmuel, Shetapas Besara, V'amar. I know it. It's Noah. And he said, I will beautify myself. Perhaps the Gemara. Nazir milsa d'aveira v'armina le'noa. Nazir is an aveira to become a Nazir. Nazir is a aveira to become a Nazir, and you're calling that beautiful? You're calling that a way of Noah? Is that a term you would apply to somebody wanting to do an aveira? Zaftarash. Adam milsa d'aveira. I'm sorry, I skipped. Adam milsa d'aveira v'armina le'noa. Kloimer, Asher Hulin Nazar, because I'm in the Bepere Kama, the Nadarim, Kenidre Rishoim, Nadar Ben Nazar Bekarbon. Calls it Rishoim. Kenidre Ksherim, Le'yam Akhlum, because Ksherim don't make Nadarim, even in Aziris. So here's a guy that's acting as a Rasha, and we're calling him Noah? Bizde Garci, instead of Azera, Hadam Milsa Davida. Is this something that should be done? It's the same meaning, but instead of saying this is an Aveira, it's saying, is this something that should be done? Damina Lenoa? Claim it, Mihavi Davish Regilam Lassos, Veroi Lassos, the Kara Lenoa? Is this something to look forward to? Is this something that we admire? Is this something that we endorse? Zakti Gemara in, yes. It is a mitzvah. Even Reb Lezer HaKapper, who said to be a Nazir is to be a Chayte, Hani Mili Gabi Nazir Tambe. That's if he ends up becoming Tambe. So we say to him, this guy, he became a Nazir, then he became Tambe, which extended his Naziris. Wasn't careful. Extended his Naziris. So by that point, it's a Chayte. The idea the boy mister, since he has to redo his Naziris, mister means it takes apart what he did till now. He loses his first days. It becomes more common that he won't keep it. He's extended his Naziris. Here is a guy that wanted to be a Nazir for 30 days, and now he's a Nazir for 52. I'm just picking an example that he became Tamei on day 22. Hasam Abul Nazir Tar Lav Chayte Kavina Bay. But a Nazir Tar is not a Chayte. Zak Darash. And Bafilu Rab Lazar Akapar. Hasam Uda Milsi the Abba Asti Lema Mevran Zerusei. Shlo Yuchal Lizba Meshach Zman the Naziris. He can't handle the length of the Naziris. We got Tayal Nizirasai. And he's starting to question why I became a Nazir. Because Benazir Kroivim Li is Chulam Bazara. It's not Chulam Bazara, he's still a Nazir. But because he's questioning it deep down, it's as if it's Chulam Bazara. I'm a Nazir Tar, Eloy Dele Amid Benavshe Lizbo Lehavi Neder. If he wouldn't have done it, I cannot. He obviously made a cheshbon, I can last 30 days. It's a wonderful thing. Withdraw from the world for 30 days. If you can handle it, it's a wonderful thing. Don't indulge for 30 days. It's a wonderful thing. If he couldn't do it, he wouldn't have done it. But the guy who wanted 30 days and ends up with 52, he starts wondering, but I did the right thing, I shouldn't have done it. And he's not matter it. And he ends up, that's the one. Now, it still didn't answer the fact that the Mishnah said the word Rishoyim. It does not address this. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm sure Archko must say something, but I don't know what it is. What?
What question does it address?
That the Mishnah said, Kenidya Rishoyim, not the Benazir. Now, the Gemara in the Dorim says that a person who does it with the right thought is not a Rasha. That's Kenidvaisam. So maybe that's what the Gemara means to answer here, too. That only another Tamei becomes a Rasha. Because if that is, he starts questioning and having Harata and things like that. Whereas another Tar, who did it the right way, has nothing to question.
I thought it was a Machlokin, but now you're saying it's referring to one or the other?
That's what it's saying here, correct.
But elsewhere,
it's not so clear. In the Gemara Nazir, it's not in the Dar, it talks about it. It's similar to here.
Over here, are his Kabbalahs had anything to do with a Nazir Tahar? Are his Kabbalahs coming to be Mechaper and him doing a Chet?
We're going to talk about that. We did have that mentioned before, Bechata Sa'if Ba'achet, but that was by Nazir Tumbe. We had mentioned that one of the Kabbalahs of Zeris is a Chet, but only by Nazir Tumbe. By Nazir Tar, there's no mention that I remember that the Kabbalahs are Ba'achet.
So the same number of Kabbalahs, whether he's a
Tumbe
or...
No, he means three extra ones if he's a Tumbe.
Three extra ones.
First, to get rid of his Tumbe, he needs a set of Kabbalahs, and then he starts again from day one, and at the end of 30 days, he brings a whole new set of Naziris Tara. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Hareini Kozeh. Yes.
Rabbi said once he wanted us to go to, where is it called? The mountains. What was that thing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The western part of the United States.
The Rockies?
Yeah. He wanted to
I said something about the Rockies?
Yeah, you wanted to go there and see how beautiful it is, their bracha or something.
I didn't say it. I don't remember ever saying it.
Someone,
but Shamshon Ravar Hirsch said that when the person comes up to Shemayim, Hashem is going to ask him, why didn't you go see my beautiful Alps? Okay, I don't know what got to do with this.
That's what I'm saying here also. There's beautiful things here to take advantage, but to use...
So what exactly are you driving at? It's a wonderful thing. You should take advantage and go study the art in the art museum. Please don't. But I'm just saying, all preachers think. But whatever, again, if you appreciate beauty, and some people do, so it's a wonderful thing. Who says it's wrong? But what does that do with I hate Noah? How does that make him handsome if he looks at the Alps?
No, I'm talking about the case about the Nazir Chotet thing.
Again, you have to, I need Pivoli Bashavim. I have to hear something. I'm not hearing your question. What are you asking?
It's Chota why?
Because he became a Nazir for 30 days. And then he became Tamei. Here he is in the middle of the Naziris, and he's got to start all over again. That means here he's going to become a Nazir for 50 days. He wanted to be a Nazir for 30 days, and now it's extended. And he says to himself, I never wanted this. But he doesn't want to be matter the Naziris, which he feels guilty. So he goes on with it, and he's resentful inside. So it doesn't change any halacha, but he turns into a chayte. because he begins to question his motives. He begins to question what he's doing, and we, that's like a chet.
I mean, that has nothing to do with it because his chet because he's taken away from the world.
No.
That's the way I learned it.
That exactly, I understand, but that's why the Gemara is saying, don't learn like Rabbi Cohn and everybody else that learned that the Nazir is a chayt that should see a ratzim and ayayin, which the Gemara says elsewhere.
That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm trying to, exactly where I'm coming from.
Right. So the Rishayim speak out that it depends on the person. If it's a person that does it for, it's really a Gemara Nadara. If he does it for good motives, it's a mitzvah. If he does it for bad motives, it's an avera. But a regular Nazir, we assume, is doing it for good reasons. Masha'en Kain, and Nazir, it became Tameh, it shows us, it begins to undermine his desire. That's all.
And Nazir sees a Meitz Mitzvah as he saw Nazir Chotah?
No. He might become, he still ends up with double the amount or more than the amount. That's a personal thing, whether he becomes a Chotah or not. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Hareini Kozeh. Hareini Kozeh. That's one of the cases in the Mishnah. The next case was, after it said, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, I said Nazir, it goes back to Yadis. It's a very interesting Mishnah. We start with Yadis, Ahei and Ahei Noah, goes to Kinuyim, and then goes back to Yadis. Hareini Kozeh. Correct the Gemara. Hareini Kozeh. Nehi Nami the toughest Masarai. Let's say he's holding his hair, which was the last case of Ahei Noah. Right? That was the last case. I am like him. Like this. I am like this. That's what the words mean.
Don't walk in front of
him. Again, this is why we're learning Gemara, but nobody's giving me a chance. I read three lines, and then you can ask all the questions you want. Craig the Gemara, I know, I understand that. Nehi Nami the toughest Masarai. Hareini Kozeh lo yomer klum. That's the girsa they have. Didn't say anything. Mean it's meaningless. The Russian's girsa is. Hareini Kozeh nehi nami the toughest Masarai lo yomer klum. Klaimer. Afili yimukmasla the toughest Masarai. Kahida hei noa limani midi. The mashmish yir kamei sarai. I should be like my hair. Veiz that klum. And for the Gemara, I'm a Shmuel going to try another rival of Anov. Hareini Kozeh means the guy's walking in front of him, and he says, Hareini Kozeh. That means he wants to be like that guy. That's like I hate. So there's different kinds of yadas that the Mishnah is mentioning. Some, the Nazir is walking in front of him, and some, he's holding his hair. We have to figure out which ones are which ones. Okay. I don't know. All cases in the Mishnah is that we need an outside thing to create this yad. That's the chiddush of all these cases in the Mishnah. Because till now we always thought yad is just a speech. And this Mishnah introduced that yad can be determined by context. There's a Nazir walking in front of him. And now when he says a word, that Nazir walking in front of him interprets his word. And that's enough to be a yad. Till now, you learned Masechtas Nedarim. All the cases I remember of yad in Nedarim were that his words meant something or didn't mean something. We didn't need outside context to determine. Masechtas Nazir introduced now two sets of outside context, either holding hair or a Nazir walking in front of him. And some of these are going to be talking about the Nazir walking in front of him, and some of these are going to be talking about holding hair. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Zakti Rash, I'm sorry, there's still Rash. Shenazir Ayver Lefanov. Vukil Hashmu Kedvuki Ahid Ahay. Shenazir Ayver Lefanov. Avliyam Hareini, Vulam Kazeb, Lemhani Midi. The Hareini Gara Mahay. The Gerash tells me Chiddush. Hareini is not Ahay. Ahay means I will become. Hareini means I am. It's not the same. It's a different word in Hebrew. Therefore, you have to say Hareini Kazeh. Ahay works without Kazeh. That's what the chiddush of this Mishnah is. Ve'ilu t'maya ma'ika mashmalon. Darei nikazek shenazir ayver lefanov David Nazir pshita ha'kamer behed darei nikazek. What's the chiddush? Look, the rush. Mishum do'loitei medum darei nikazek ba'isher. Maybe the guy's a rich guy. And you mean I should be like him in riches. I be yaifi. I should be as nice as him. I be yichus. because that can be interpreted other ways, but it's not because he's a nazir, and the guy said, Arei Nikazeh, it's a yad to the zeros, more so it's the 60-40, or the 80-20, whatever way you want to learn it.
That usually reflects a non-living person. It's kahoo is one thing.
No, people say, like, I'm like, you can use kazeh for people.
No, I'm sorry, but... you call a person expert in the Hebrew language.
You know, the problem is, this is a problem, that we're not authorities of the Hebrew language. At least, I'm not. Those who think they're authorities of the Hebrew language can ask this question. But I'm not an authority. The Gemara is telling me because that can be like him. So I'm going to argue with the Gemara and say that the Gemara doesn't know Hebrew? I don't do such things. Especially when I don't know Hebrew. First of all, Hebrew is not Lashon Kodesh, but I don't know Lashon Kodesh. So how can I argue with the Gemara? Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's such a big kiddush. Yeah, I have no problem with it. Yanki has no problem with it either. Zag the Gemara. Me, who's there? Right there. Hareini Misalso. Frank the Gemara. There's two meanings to Misalso. I think Misalso means to search, to comb, to dig deep into, you can be, dig deep into your hair. You can like comb your hair, work with your hair, orangutan in your hair. Or you can be orangutan in Tyra. Because the it's used, both terms are used. Silsu is used by both. Imai the Haidain Sara, Asilsu Sara. How do we know it means hair? Right? What is it? Change to the Bach? So many different agos around here. Who? Kida Amra Leir Hagi Amsid the Rabbi May Rabbi Lahu Gavra. The maidservant of Rabbi told the person, Ad Masiata Masausu Besarecha. How long are you going to be? How does he translate Masausu here? Combing?
Curl
your hair. Aim a Tyra. The Ksiv Silsala the Troy Mecca. Dig into it. And it will uplift you. And it's talking about Torah. He said, Arei Misalso. Maybe he means he wants to go learn a base medrash and learn a sugya. Amar Shmuel, Hachanam is a tafas misarai. He's holding his hair. So we say, Misalso means hair. Rashi, Maizai silso misari, Yaklim alasalso, Legadil sar kanazir, Eim a Torah, another latzik b'tayra, Ula hapachba. Not just to learn it, to dig into it. This has nothing to do with Nazar Eva Lefanov. He might mean I'm any Masalos, I'm going to learn. This guy's a Nazar, just like the case of Masalos Lefanov and Mitzvahs.
It's not walking.
What? It's not going to make a difference. Hareini Mechalko. Minmaidai Kilko Starahu. How do I know the word Kilko means hair? I don't know how he translates Kilko here. Kidnan, Sid, we're talking about the amounts of carrying of Shabbos. So the rule is to be chayav v'chatas, or skila b'mezid, you have to carry something that's usable. So the Mishnah there says, Sid, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer k'dei lasud kilko, to smear plaster, that was a depilatory that they used. Kilko, what does he translate that?
Kilko.
Kilko, okay. V'yamarav, what is kilko? Bas tzida. I think the hair that grows by the temples, right, that women used to use as a depilatory. Gimel, Bach, try them again. Ve'ema, mezen ania. The word kilkul can mean feet people. How do you know what he means with kilkul? Amishmul, hachanamish atafas b'saray. Rush, no rush. Oh, yes, there is. Sid, because they lost at Kilku. Shir, right, saw Sid, Lishayev Olav HaMetzir, Lishusharabim, because they lost at Kilku. Lishayma Yasar Tzdov, to put it on the hair by his temples. Litaiflai, I don't know what Litaiflai means, Lashirai, to make it fall off. Taiflai Lashirai. To work it, the tapu, work with it, and to make it fall off. What? I thought it comes to you, Metapol or something. I don't know. I just want to point out that it's interesting that the Gemara didn't answer what I would have possibly offered. In both of these cases, the Gemara uses people speak versus Torah speak. Silsu, we bring a story of Amsa the Rebbe used it to tell somebody something. Kilko, as we're saying how important the shir is. And the other side, that it meant Torah, or it meant feeding, were psukim. So obviously this was not common language. It wasn't that everybody used silsu to mean hair. If they did, then we would never have a question. We go by the Dharam Halacha Chavashim Bnei Adam. Obviously, there's no Lashim Bnei Adam here. It wasn't a commonly used word. It was a not so commonly used word. So the question is, what does the guy mean? There's two options. Neither are commonly used. Because if one was more commonly used than the other, the suffix would go out of the window. Go what people mean it says. Answer is, there is no clarity. That's why he has to be Tavu Basara. Amishmu, Achanam, Mishatavu Basara. The Mishnah continued. Hare Olai L'Shaleach Pera. Hare Zen Azir. L'Shaleach Pera, we are interpreting to mean to let the hair grow. Let hair grow is an Azir. That's what we're saying the words mean. Frek the Gemara. Now, the word Shaleach in the Gemara's Havamina can mean either grow or remove. The word L'Shaleach can mean to grow or to remove, send away, which means remove. How do you know which the guy meant? To grow his hair or remove his hair? Frek the Gemara. Mimai Dadei Shiluyach Ribuyahu. What did you base your fact that you assume Shiluach means grow? Dichtiv Shlachayich Pardes. Can I have some help? Pardes remind them.
Orchard of pomegranate.
What's Shlachayach? I know what part of your mind is.
Growth.
The what?
Growth.
Growth of hair. Growth or hair are like an orchard of pomegranate. So that tells me Shlachayach means grow. Ema midi davuri. Maybe it means remove. Kedisiv. V'sheleach mayim apnei chutzais. He sends the water to the chutzais, our marketplaces. That means he sends away the water.
Fields.
That means remove. He removes the water out of the chutzais that's on the fields. I think that's what it means. Zok Rashi, Shlachayach Pardes Remaynim, Gidulech Noah, your hair is nice, Kepardes Remaynim. Amy Mavurit, that's another Legaleach, Ulahavis Sarah, Ulashalchemi Olaf. Maybe the guy's saying, I want the hair off. And for the Gemara, Tana Pera Pera Kiyolov. The word Pera is used in the terms of growing hair. The Tanya. Like we learned, I'm sorry, Sivacha Kadeshia, the Nazir should be holy, Gado Pera. Uksivacha Gabe Kaya Gadol, Upera Lo Yishalechu. And it says over there, Pera, you should not grow. Let's read the Rush, how he interprets this answer. Look at the Rush. Disclaimer, Art School might say a different shot, because Tysus and the Rush say a different shot than this Gemara. So the Rush is saying one shot. It could very well be Art School took Tysus' shot, which I found simpler, but we're learning Rush. Look at the Rush, Tana Para Para Yalv. Claimer, Tana de Masnis and Yalv Hailish Aleich Para. Mi Para Lo Yishalechu, the Ksiv Gabi Kahanim. By Kahanim it says, U Para Lo Yishalechu, it's a Pasig in Navi. Mahasam Gidlusar, there it meant growing here. Avhoga Gidlusar. Why? Kehechid Yavinim Sanhedrin Perikoin Gadu. Para de Kahanim, Para de Nazir. The Gemara uses this Xerishaba. Loimar, Shakahanim Megalchim Lamajim. That the Kahanim are Mechuyav to grow, to take a haircut once every month. Because this is Upera, Lo Yishalechu. What's Para? It says by Nazir, Gadul Para. How long does a Nazir have to grow his hair? 30 days. And it says by there, Upera lo yishalechu. Hair, they should not let grow longer than Pera. There can be a Pera, but not any more than that. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. This is the source that Kahanim have to take a haircut once it hits 30 days.
Nothing to do with Mishmar.
Upera lo yishaleichu. Right. So the Gemara, right, as the Gemara says, Kehaz yafidim kumerikali God, upera the Kahanim kabbalah, shakhanim mekal pamajayim, parakhasim emelay lubu klau. Maybe it means they shouldn't grow their hair at all. Just take haircuts constantly. Umeshadi yav aksim lo yishaleichu pera. Had it said they shouldn't grow a para to the convent. Hashem accept para first, leishalechu, para lehevi. It can be a 30-day growth. But leigavu yaisim ishir para omer benazir. So the Gemara's answer is that para means 30 days growth of hair. And the Pasuk says, para, by gadlu para. And therefore it uses the word yishalechu by kohanim to say, don't grow more. So therefore when the guy says, haray, he means that pasuk by Kehanim, where it says, don't grow more than para, I will grow a para. Like Kehanim are allowed to grow a para.
Another has long hair when he accepts him in zero, so they have to take a haircut first?
No.
In other words, he can have a very long hair by the
time. Yes, he can. Another can be another for 3 years.
I'm talking about a regular another.
It doesn't make a difference. It's the same thing. You can have very long hair. Correct. Send away from you. That's what it seems to say. Take away. I don't know how he translates it, art school.
Send water upon the field.
Which means away from whoever's sending it. It's away. V'ibay ezeima, hay shaleach maim nami ripu yahu. That shaleach doesn't mean send away. It does. But it's to grow. You grow water. You increase water. It's a positive, not a negative. Like the Matagim Rav Yosef, I think he takes that out, Dalin. Takes it out. The katmashkin le mayel le peri v'rabi. You water fruit and it grows. Shaleach mayim means increase the growth. So shaleach never means take off. Shaleach means make it grow. We have to water it constantly. Rashi, Dr. Rash. V'ibay say mahay de shaleach mayim nami ribuhu. Kalaimer. Hide the parkas like my craw, the Lashon Havara. Well, apparently it was never a question. The Matina and the Fruit, the Lashon Gidl, that can also mean growth. Dr. Rush, but we still need the first answer. Because the Kamish Luch, Sivi Bekraw, the Havel Lashon Gidl. The Rush is bothered. When you send somebody away, are you growing him or are you dismissing him? Vayibishalach Pariyasam. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So the Rush is bothered. Fine, you took care of one pasuk, but how about all the other pasuk? So the answer is we use the first answer. You mean shaleach para. But you brought me a riot, and that pasuk was never a riot to begin with. That's all. That's how the Rush learns the second answer. It's not an independent answer, because there's enough pasukim in shaluach in the Torah that means send away. You can't ignore that.
Okay.
Therefore, said the Rush, really we go with the first answer, that shaluach para means growing hair. This pasuk was never a question because it means grow also. But Dr. Rashi can't ignore the fact that Torah says shaluach the other way. So therefore, the first answer is the main answer. Everybody said it once.